45 years ago today, Alice Cooper's first greatest hits album went gold.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Sometimes a songwriter knows they get a good lyric or they get a good riff and they go like, this could be good. Alice Cooper only had a song title. He thought of No More Mr. Nice Guy and immediately knew this is going to be big. Here's Alice Cooper.
It just had its own rhythm and it had its own feel. And I knew as soon as I heard the title, I said, this is going to be good. It's going to be funny. It's going to be pop. It's going to be hard. It's going to have a bite to it. It's going to have some satire to it. Once the lyric is written and once that one line is written, then it's kind of simple. You start writing it, and as soon as it starts sounding like something else, you take it another direction until you shape it into something that doesn't sound like anything else. And you still can't help from it sounding, if I listen to No More Mr. Nice Guy thing, it sounds kind of like early Who.
And it does. Once he said that, the beginning riff of it is a substitute from the Who.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, check it out. Elton John has a book. It's coming out today. Today. You've been hearing little dribs and drabs of things. Me is the name of it. Elton John really likes this book.
The book is incredible. I said modestly, but it is. It's incredibly honest. And I'm so happy with it. If you think the film's out there, you went to read the book.
It's got the stuff covered in Rocket Man, the film he's talking about. But also, it has a lot to do with Bernie Taupin. The fact that he was Reg Dwight and his father told him how to eat celery, his marriage to a woman, his addiction, his soccer team, and the fact that he was asked to be Jeff Beck's backing band, and Yoko Ono asked him to finish the John Lennon songs, which were unfinished, which he declined, and also that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. Okay, we knew that one.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.